Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is, what is the day? Is it Tuesday? Yes, Tuesday, May 16th, 2017. With me today, I have Brian Chaffin. How are you, Brian?
I am amused that you can't remember the date, but it's good to be here.
No, I remember the date. I just didn't know what day of the week it was.
Fair enough. Thanks for having me one way or another.
Oh, sure. I'm glad you're here. John Martellaro, how are you?
I'm good. If it's Tuesday, it must be TDO.
Let me look at the calendar. It's Tuesday. Yep, it is TDO. I'm glad you're both here.
Not in Belgium, though.
But you know, we could be in Belgium. Don't break the illusion for people. Seriously. All right. So the first thing that I want to talk about is something that to me is almost like old news, but at the same time, it's not. And what I'm talking about is a report that came out. It was a source, a named source, speaking with Boy Genius Report, and they said, "Hey, yo, iPad Mini, it's going to get discontinued." And the reasoning, and I'm sure that's exactly how they said it, and the reasoning was that sales just aren't there, and it's being squeezed out by the iPhone Plus size. So currently, the iPhone 7 Plus on the smaller side, and then the new iPad on the slightly larger size. There's just not a place in the lineup for that model anymore, and people aren't buying it. So that's the news. This is something that we started talking about back in March. John and I both were saying that Apple was telegraphing the death of the iPad Mini, and that it was essentially on death row. Go ahead, Brian.
I wonder if... Mm-hmm. Finish tooting your own horn, because it's worth tooting in this case, because you guys nailed this.
So the condensed version of the logic that John and I used at the time was that Apple introduced a new iPad, which was the low cost 9.7 inch size iPad, and that they essentially eliminated all the iPad Mini models except for one configuration, and it costs more than the new 9.7 inch iPad. And then we also have the rumors that there's a new iPad Air, a new size iPad, not iPad Air, iPad Pro coming out. It's like 10.5 inches, and when you put all the pieces together, It sure looked like Apple was saying, without saying, that they were done with the iPad Mini.
The logic of the situation has its merits. I discussed in my article some issues about market availability of the 7.9-inch display, about pricing, about people migrating to larger iPhones, your beloved phablets, Jeff. But this logic of discontinuing the iPad Mini because sales are down defies logic. Because, you know, nothing helps build a product line that's declining in sales by killing off one of the major components that people love.
You know? All right. No, hold on, John. I have to amp that up a little bit. Thank you. I have to amp that up a little bit, because nothing amps up or nothing boosts a product like not updating it anymore. That thing got released in 2015, right? I mean, it's that joke that I keep hearing very often.
I have an iPad Mini 3 and it's cooking along and it works great. So you got to take into consideration the update cycle.
Old technology today doesn't matter if it's functional. No one wants to buy old technology. No one. And I mean, it's that joke I've been hammering for a while now. Apple found this last fall. Apple found one weird trick for goosing Mac sales. They released a new one. Right? And I mean, when you're not going to update anything, don't be surprised when sales decline. And to use that as an excuse, and when Apple's not using anything as an excuse, I might add. And nor are we using it as an excuse. But if the reality is that Apple is killing the iPad mini because sales have declined, you got to start with the fact that it hasn't been updated. Apple is doing less and less with more and more. Less and less. They don't release any new products anymore. They kill them off. Why would they do that? Why do they keep killing products off? Okay, now I gotta turn this on its head and poke fun at my own logic.
Okay.
There was concern for a while, do you remember this, that Apple was going all, oh goodness, what was the diesel's name?
John. Spindler.
Spindler, yeah. It was going all Spindler and releasing too many different products and just having too many things and the product line wasn't focused enough. Do you remember that? That was two or three years ago. We were concerned about that. Mm-hmm. Not we. People were concerned about that. And is this maybe not Apple fixing that, saying that, yeah, well, let's get more focused. Let's only make great products and let's have fewer different models out there. I in this particular case, it's hard for me to understand why they would do this. If iPad sales are declining, eliminating a model that does fill a very specific niche, mm-hmm, or niche, depending on where you're from, does not seem like a logical way to boost those sales.
Right. But maybe there's something else going on. Maybe the iPad mini upgrade cycle is fundamentally different. It just occurred to me. People who buy the 9.7 and the 12.9 are more technical, maybe more pro-ish, more active, more consumed with technology. They want the latest and greatest. You can buy an iPad mini and put it on the nightstand and it'll sit there for years while you read, Kindle books at bedtime, or throw it in your briefcase as a backup. Maybe the very nature of the iPad mini and the way people use it dictates that the upgrade cycle is even longer than the normal thirst for, your yearly upgrades. Not even that. So it could be something going
but the yearly upgrade thing, a lot of people will, when we have complained about Apple not releasing new products, a lot of Apple fans have pushed back and said, well, I don't need to upgrade my Mac every year. And again, that's not the point. Of course, you don't know. Very few people are going
to
upgrade.
Somebody at some point in time does need to.
Well, and not everyone's in lockstep around the world with their upgrade cycles.
And when you go to buy a new Mac or you go to buy a new iPad, you don't want to buy technology from 2015 today. You just don't. And if you have, and maybe some people don't know that iPad Mini 4 was introduced in 2015, but I'm guessing that a lot of people do.
Well, I have this fantasy, Brian, somebody walking into the Apple store and they walk up and they've got a teenage kid or something, and they're in front of these beautiful wooden tables and they want to buy an iPad mini for school or something. And the husband says, or the wife says, oh, we just checked Mac Tracker on my phone and realized that the iPad mini 4 was last released in September of 2015 with an A5 processor. No, not going to happen. They look at the iPad, they look at the price, they go, oh, we'll take that one.
Yes, John, I think you just nailed it. I think the majority of consumers have no idea. They don't care. They just know that they want this product, and in this case, we'll just say an iPad, and they go and get the iPad they need.
What color?
it's what color. That's their big question. That's their big concern. And I bet that if you ask the average person, when was the last time Amazon updated the Kindle or their Fire tablet, they wouldn't know and they wouldn't care. All they know is that that's the right device for whatever they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And people aren't freaking out that Amazon hasn't released new Kindles.
Yeah, because no one gives a crap. But I would counter that with the reality that as Apple stopped updating its iPads, sales declines increased. When Apple stopped updating its Macs, they went negative year over year for the first time in a long time, years and years and years and years and years. And they didn't reverse that until they released a new one. They had three quarters in a row last year. First three calendar quarters of 2016, Apple had lower Mac sales year over year.
Yep. Yep.
Right?
As you say, Brian, doing less and less with more and more.
John Keith said that. I'm channeling him. It's credit where it's due. I don't know. It's super frustrating to me. And I don't have a mini. I love my iPad. I think one of the reasons why is because I don't read on my back. If I'm in bed reading, which I do a lot, I'm reading on my side, which actually works really, really well with the regular size iPad. But we know Dave, for instance. Dave loves the mini because he reads on his back. Mm-hmm. John, I think you're a back reader too.
I do the same. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyone who's holding that thing over their head, they want it smaller and lighter. And so that's what I was referring to about that niche earlier, is that that iPad Mini does fill a very specific niche.
Okay, I'm running down to the Apple Store this afternoon. I'm going to buy an iPad Mini 4, put it in the box, tuck it in the drawer. And hold it until I need it.
I love my iPad Mini 4. I replaced my iPad Mini 2 with a 4. And did I do that last year? Yeah, I did it sometime last year. And even though the technology at that point was a year old, I was okay. Because the purposes that my iPad Mini 4 serves, it didn't need to have a bigger, newer, faster processor than it came with. Now, I'm going to be sad when the day comes that my Mini 4 gets left behind in the OS upgrade cycle, because at that point, I need to figure out what I'm going to do about this size form factor, because I have uses for it. So do I...
Does it have an A5, John? Were you guessing, or do you know that?
I was semi-guessing, semi-informed. How's that?
Well, that's not good enough. Let's figure this out, because iPad Mini 4 processor. Because I'm curious. My point was that if it's the A5, it's going to be soon, brother.
Yeah, I know.
It's an A8.
All right.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, so you've got a couple.
Well, let me ask you a theoretical question, both of you. Mm-hmm. Suppose Apple came out with a next generation iPad Air with a 9.7 inch screen that weighed half or maybe three quarters of what the current one weighs. So it was easily holdable as for casual reading and what people have been using it for. Would the weight solve the problem, or was it the size issue?
It's the size.
And that's subjective for everybody. That's subjective for everybody, right?
Sure.
But I mean, it's the there's probably a pretty wide pain point there on size for people.
Yeah, it's once I got an iPad Mini, I went from why would I want an iPad this small to how ridiculously foolish could I have been to think that I wouldn't have valid uses for an iPad this small?
I can ditto that, Jeff. Exactly.
Yeah. And the iPhone 7 Plus or 7S Plus, 8 Plus, whatever we end up with, that's too big, because that's also a phone. And I can barely manage my iPhone 7 in one hand, and in many cases, it takes two to use it, which makes it too big.
But here's another issue I'm worried about. So suppose Apple does go ahead and cancel the iPad Mini series. One might leap to the conclusion that this is because Apple has new and great things coming. But we didn't get a big event in March or April. The A10X never did appear in any iPad product. The iPad Pro 12.9 inch was released in November of, announced in September and shipped in November of 15. Hasn't been updated. So now we're sort of left gasping for breath in the midst of this possible cancellation, trying to figure out where Apple's going.
Well, we may have a better idea come June.
Oh, yes.
Well, the Worldwide Developers Conference is coming.
KGI, Ming Chi Kuo said, I think, yesterday that Apple has a, I think, I don't think he said it was for sure happening. But anyway, a new iPad as well as the possible Siri speaker device at the WWDC in June.
Yeah, and that would be most likely this rumored 10.5-inch iPad Pro.
Yep.
Yeah.
With an A11?
Probably not. Probably because not. Because A11 has just gone into production.
So it would be the long belated A10X.
Or even the A10.
Well, I think the X is in the iPad, right? Because of the graphics. Doesn't the X indicate a graphics, more powerful graphics subsystem for a tablet size device?
Sure, let's go with that.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Yeah. All right. So the big takeaway from all of this isn't, holy crap, what's happening with Apple's product line, but John and I were right. That's the big takeaway.
Yay.
We called it in March, and now there's another source saying so. And my guess is that it really is just a matter of time before the iPad mini just quietly fades away. And I'm betting it will be by the end of the year. So, hey, on that happy note, we still have a couple minutes left. And I want your opinion on the news that Apple has been talking with Michael Lombardo about possibly being the manager in charge of original content programming, so it'd be TV shows and movies, for the company. And for those of you that don't know who he is, Michael Lombardo used to be the executive at HBO that was in charge of making the shows that you all know from HBO actually come to be. So he's the guy that's behind True Blood and The Newsroom and Game of Thrones, shows like that. And there's a possibility that he could end up at Apple. What do you think?
Two things.
Mm-hmm.
That would be super exciting. Like, mm-hmm. I want Apple to be aggressive with new programming. We're in this golden age of television. In my opinion, we're in this golden age of television. The interesting aspect of that to me, the most interesting aspect of that to me is that there have never been more places producing original content. And rather than the diluting of everything, right? The all the talent's been diluted. So like all the shows get worse.
We
just instead have all these great TV shows. And it's been the case for like the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. We have more cable outlets than ever before doing original programming. And then we have Netflix, we have Hulu, we have Amazon in particular. Those three are and YouTube is to a lesser extent is producing new shows. So
and BBC, my favorite, they continue to crank out great mystery series.
Yeah, I was kind of including that in the
it's like the Gilligan's Island theme. You get to the end and you say, "And the rest."
And the rest, right. but I mean, and so the reality is that we have all these great shows out there, and I would love for Apple to become a player in this market and to produce really good shows. So here's my question though. Would someone like, what's his name again? Lombardo?
Michael Lombardo.
Would someone like that want to work for a company like Apple where he may possibly be, you know, a little more constrained than you might be at a place like HBO, which is entirely focused on content.
That was my thinking too, Brian. Having worked for Apple, I've seen a lot of executives come into Apple, and they think that because they're hired, they're being given a green light to be all powerful and to perpetuate their grand vision. And then all of a sudden, the culture and the constraints of Apple come crashing down on them. Happens a lot.
Well, we haven't lost Jimmy Iovine yet.
Well, yeah, but what's the story, right? The story there is that he's pissing everybody off by being Jimmy Iovine. It's like Jimmy Iovine don't care. And but so
you think Apple would be used to that? I mean, Steve Jobs ran the company.
Yeah. Steve cared.
He didn't care who he pissed off.
No, but this is different. He didn't care. That's different because the things that Jimmy Iovine is doing that's pissing people off is not. I mean, he doesn't run the company, and he's doing things basically without a chain of command.
Chain of command.
Chain of command. Yeah, he's going outside of the process. He's going outside of the people who make decisions, and he's making stuff happen.
TV series, Jimmy Iovine, Loose Cannon.
I like it. So, I hope that Apple could land Mr. Lombardo, because that would suggest that they do want to get more serious about more original content. And I would love a company with Apple's pockets to be able to produce great shows, especially if they're not afraid to take on niche programming. Right. When we only had the networks, one of the things that held TV back was the reality that they needed to make shows for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of why we were in this golden age right now, as we have these large, not compared to Apple, but these large media companies with these individual channels that are targeted towards specific markets, and right. they're willing to plunk down some money to go after those little niche markets, and you end up getting these really great shows. Justified, for instance, to me was one of the best shows that has ever been on TV. Mm-hmm. And it was on FX, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I mean, FX is a relatively minor cable network, and that was such a great TV show. Mm-hmm. and HBO has done, under Mr. Lombardo's stewardship, HBO did all these amazing TV shows. So
yeah, he even made Westworld happen before he left.
Hmm.
so he was involved in that too.
Was he involved in Deadwood?
Probably, because Deadwood's old enough that he would have been directly involved in that too.
Yeah, another great show. So Apple bringing its muscle to bear on more quality niche programming with really talented people buying it, that would be terrific, because what it means is I'm going to get more stuff to watch,
and it's going to be really good stuff.
And it's probably going to be really good stuff.
Yeah. And I'm really excited with the stuff that's been coming out of Netflix original programming, the original programming from Amazon Prime. And I love how they've been setting a bar that has propagated through the rest of the industry. And I know it was more than just them, but still, I'm just loving that we are, as you say, Brian, in this golden age of television.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that Apple gets to be a key player in that, because I love the idea of more competition. I love the idea of more original content that's compelling. And I'm just looking forward to this.
Yeah. So am I. So am I. And I want Apple to be this player. I think that they've got this vision for upending content delivery, if they can get the right pieces in place, it might make it really legitimately possible for us to tell companies like Comcast to go F themselves.
We can live in hope. Hey, we're out of time, so we have to wrap up. Brian, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us. I kind of wish we could just keep chewing on this one for a while, but
you know, we could, but then the show would be way too long. So we're wrapping up and we'll talk more about it later. And John, thank you for being here.
It was a pleasure.
And yeah, pleasure for me too, to have both of you here. Listeners, I'm always glad that you're here. So thanks for joining us, and we'll see everyone again tomorrow.